Yo, what's going on, people? My name is Mo Gilligan. You are listening to No Money, Mo Problems. I just want to say big up to everyone that watched the last episode. We had Chunks and Philly. Oh, mate, people's getting onto me, bruv. Because I kept calling him Chucks. You know, like, it's like a, you know, like your default setting, isn't it?
Yes, it can happen.
Yeah,
once
yeah.
Once it's programmed, that's it.
Yeah, and you know, YouTube, their man don't play around on there, boy.
Chucks.
Oh, my days, mate. 2 minutes in, he's got his name wrong. I said, yo.
He's called Chucks.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, no. Big up to those guys. Today I'm joined by, how do you like to be introduced, Hacks? Because I find you're very just good at what you do. And you do stand-up comedy.
Yeah,
you hosted stuff.
Yeah, did do quite
like
a lot of
stand-up. You're very like naturally funny. Like, you know, like someone you just meet, you're like the kind of person I'd meet and say, bruv, if you need to do comedy, you need to do comedy,
yeah,
bruv.
Yeah, it's true.
And I know you must get that a lot as well.
I do get that a lot. I mean, obviously, big up to you because you brought me on to a stand-up comedy night, if you can remember.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember.
When you were standing
in
the DJ booth cracking up while I was doing a Pakistani accent. I remember.
Yeah. Was that one of my nights?
That was your night, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Who else was on? There was a couple of more
big ones.
Listen, like you just said before, man, a million and one people said it to me back in the day, bro, you should be doing stand-up comedy or some form of entertainment. And I was just like, maybe it's true. I mean, I'm sure maybe that's the experience that you've had when back in the day when you was doing what you were doing. Like,
Yeah, of course.
And just gave it a go, bro. And it's worked. And I always did enjoy entertaining, but I just didn't think that I was, I don't know. Sometimes you doubt yourself, innit?
Like, of course.
I did that when I was younger. So I took a shot at it. And listen, credit to you as well. Like, obviously, you're huge in the comedy world.
Oh, big ups,
so
bro.
So for you
appreciate
to say
lot,
to
man.
Me that, you know, Hack, you're an entertainer and stuff like that. It's just it's brilliant, and I'm super.
No, we got. Gassed, do you know what it is though, Hacks? Like, it's like you could go into almost any field of realm. Like, you could go into acting, you could go stand up, even like voiceovers is a market in itself.
Yeah,
do you know
course,
what I mean? You look at audio books and stuff like that. So what would you say is your thing? Would you call yourself a comedian or? Because some people might say, well, I'm a jack of all trades. I'm like an entertainer and stuff. Do you know what I mean?
I don't want to be rude and say that I'm everything because I'm not. I can do stand-up comedy, but I'd like to say that there's people that are out there that are way better than me. Not in a sense of what I can do, but in a sense of structure and just, you know, the stuff
that
they...
Oh, but you're a comedian,
of
bro.
Of course. No, I am.
Yeah,
but
I'd
like to look at myself more as like a Robin Williams, Jim Carrey of the UK in a sense of I'm a comedy actor. I love it.
Yeah.
I love being stupid on set and I can be serious too. I love being serious, more time it's that Robin Williams, Jim Carrey effect. I love being just a twat really when it comes to being in acting, you know, Harry Enfield and Chums, Only Fools and Horses.
Yeah.
Just that
that's
sort
like
of
being your influence and stuff.
That's massive.
No, of course, massive. Of course. So I think the first time I ever seen you was on social media. So with this episode being about social media, how did you use social media? Because I think I used it in a sense of I used to have social media as a comic as such. You know, you got to have a Twitter and all those kind of things. And for me, it happened accidentally in terms of it's like I put some sketches up. Well, I say like I done like a sketch. It went well. Then I put another one up. So you found the audience and stuff.
Yep.
So how did it happen for you in terms of social media?
I was sitting in my work van. I had a friend of mine contact me, say, look, there's this new platform that's come out called Instagram. And I was like, you know what? I'm not really into social. When you're raised in the streets, it's not something that, you know, flies around very quickly. More things like, you know, football and this and that's more important.
Mm.
Popped about. My friend said, just, you know, download the app, post some vids, just like what you said as well. Like,
yeah.
Just test the comedy. And I recorded my first in-van sort of video where I just...
Yeah.
Changed accents.
Yeah.
And I remember, do you remember MTV UK? They changed their name after a while. I forgot what they went to after that as well.
Yeah.
MTV UK posted it and they were big back then. Like,
yeah.
I think I went home on the first day and I ended up with 4,000 followers.
Bruh.
And I was
so
like,
is this MTV UK Instagram?
Yeah, MTV UK. I think they were called so.co.uk after they changed.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about.
I thought you meant as an MTV
No, it was just.
Yeah, yeah. There's a, I don't know the guy who used to run that, but that was one of the, the, like, the early meme pages as such.
Go Brum.
Yeah, 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 you know, yeah. Like, so when you say MTV, I'm thinking of MTV.
Nah,
the music.
Not at all. Not.
Yeah,
not,
I used to follow that. I think it's so. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now it's so. I think they're gone now. Anyway, yeah. But credit to them if they're still about and watching this amazing podcast.
Because I remember that was the early meme page when I used to work in retail. Like, you know, that like, used to be the meme pages where, like, because now got, I think there's loads of them and stuff, loads, and it's open. But it was like there's a few of the really early ones
back then, yeah.
Like I'm Just Bait was one. Go Brum,
massive. Go Brum was huge. Hackney's Finest, was he that big as he?
No, Hackney's Finest was like that. Was I've always felt like with Hackney's Finest was it was always like the hood one a little bit.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Like like it had memes, but then sometimes it'd be a couple hood memes that you only really get. Like you only get it if you're in the hood. If that makes sense, you see what I'm saying? Like
yeah, Hackney's Finest. What we lost him there?
Nah, it's alright.
Hackney's Finest was definitely a hood page.
Yeah,
big up to Go Brum. I don't know where Go Brum is now. Who Go Brum was, but
yeah,
Go Brum done a lot for us. Like I remember.
Oh no, no, of course, man.
Shared a lot of our stuff, and that was the first days of like, you know, art. Like, do we see ourselves as something else now? Like,
yeah, yeah.
These people
yeah.
have given us the platform, and we give it to ourselves, to be honest. But they give us that extra platform, put us out to different places. I mean, Go Brum, I felt like, wow, I'm in Birmingham now.
Yeah,
like it was weird. So
I know what you mean because it was a meme page that was based around. Like Birmingham culture and or like Midlands, shall I
Midlands,
say?
Midlands, yeah, there you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you
know
mean.
Geography, I'm not very most smarter than what I am. So. But yeah, it was like we've come out of Hackney, South London, East London, etc. Now it's like we're out there now. So I was like, right, man's Go Brum, yeah, like, hey, babe, but Birmingham.
Yeah,
like, you're in Birmingham now. I'm like,
yeah.
Bear man in Birmingham, loving my vids, but look, read the comments and that. And it's like Birmingham people, fuck yeah, this life's fucking funny, mate. It's fucking funny, and I'm like, it was mad. Like back then, for us to, well, for me especially, like to have that kind of, you know, I was getting views of like 5,000 and getting comments of like 50. So it was scary. I was like 50 man, then 100, then as it kept on increasing and getting bigger and bigger, it was like. And it just became the norm. Do you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, 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 of course.
It was so weird, bro. Like, always was into entertainment when I was young, but never to this extent. And, you know, we've seen it on the telly, man. We've seen the Jonathan Rosses. We've seen these shows. We've sat there with Lorraine Kelly in the morning while you eat your cornflakes before you go to school. And like now, like, look at
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
man,
no,
saw
big
you on
ups,
the Jonathan
bro.
Ross show.
Yeah, no, I ain't gonna lie, I was gassed when I was on that.
I was sweating for you,
bro. I was. The first time I done it, because I remember my manager said to me, she goes, oh, when was it? It was, yeah, so we just finished the Big Nasty show. And I remember saying it when I was on the show to Jonathan Ross. I was like, rah, like, what are you saying? Can man get on the show? Like, this is a joke. Like, you know, like a cheeky joke. Like, I didn't think anything would come of it. And then I got a call. It's like, we want you to go on that big Jonathan Ross show. So I said, what, Jonathan Ross?
Yeah, man.
I said, bruv.
One of the biggest.
I remember, I was like, that was one of the moments where that was like, bruv, this is big, you know?
You knew it changed, didn't it? You knew it was different then.
Do you know what it was? I think for me, it was like, that goes at a prime time.
Yeah, big.
And not everyone gets to go on these shows. Do you know what I mean?
When I was watching it, I was like,
yeah.
This is. You're on that
couch.
Nah,
it was...
The moment you're on that couch, as far as I'm concerned, is in a sense of British television.
Yeah.
That's like... You've been served. That man could have got your head and put you into the pool. that was an initiation, bruv. Like,
I know what you mean. Yeah. Because I think for me, it was like when I went on the couch. Because you got to remember, there's been times before where when I was doing, like, you know, I was doing the tour and stuff and... You know, at this time when the tour was doing well, we didn't have any promo.
No.
So the tour was selling out without promo. So the press were more like, oh, cool, this guy's this. Because how it was labeled of, yeah, it's a black guy, innit? He's doing some black shows. And then I started selling out another one and another one.
Yeah.
And then people started coming to the show. And then they said, Rod, this isn't just black people coming. This is people from all backgrounds and all races and all religions coming to this show. So then through that, that's when you had like a little bit of press. Oh, cool. There's this guy called Mo Gilligan.
It's multicultural.
Yeah. So I think the opportunity I got to go on Jonathan Ross show, I said, rah, man, this is... But then it's the... And I said in an interview recently, it's like the pressure of making sure you represent your community properly.
100%.
Because we don't get to go on these platforms. No. So the minute I got on it, I was excited. I was like, yeah. But I was like, oh, man, but it's a lot of pressure.
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
on your shoulders in a sense of, especially from the hood where you're from, where you're raised, I bet you did feel a little bit like,
how do I know? No, of course. Because in my head, I was like, I said, cool, I'm going to wear a suit. And then I said, maybe I should wear a suit. Maybe I shouldn't. And then I decided, I was like, I'm just going to wear a pair of jeans and a top because I want to be comfortable.
Yep.
Because people don't realize when you do these shows, they're long. You're
sitting there for
you
got
to be, comfort is king. And then secondly, I was like, well, I kind of want to be me. Maybe if I get to come on again, I might wear a suit or something when I'm a little bit more established. So that's why the second time I wore a suit.
Yeah, I saw, yeah.
Yeah. So, but then at the same time, it was almost like I feel like I'm representing everyone. Do you know what I mean?
I think you was, in a sense. I think you was representing, because no one technically from our bits and our era, and especially the era that we've come from, has had an opportunity to sit in front of Jonathan
Ross
on that sofa. So,
it was a big deal, man.
You had to
man.
Represent yourself.
Yeah,
and
yeah, of course,
else,
of course.
Everyone.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, yeah.
It as well.
Of course,
and Jonathan
man.
Ross loves you in it, so.
Nah, he's a nice guy, man. Yeah, like, when you start meeting some of these people in TV, and you know as well, like when you meet people.
I'll be meeting them.
Nah, you know people, man. Don't try.
No, I do know.
You know, I see you, man.
Paddy McGuinness and Keith Thurman. But at the end of the day, it's important to know that I'm going there, so.
But I think like sometimes when you meet them and they know who you are, but it's not like they know who you are because someone's told them. They actually like, yeah, and I've seen.
They've seen it.
Okay,
that's like, well, I got a bit scared when I first met Keith Lemon and Paddy McGuinness because I was a little bit worried. I thought to myself, you know what, is this going to go the way I'm going to want it to go? Like, are they going to just look at me as just another little, you know, person coming through in the comedy scene, etc. But the fact that Paddy McGuinness and Keith Lemon were quoting things that I've said in my vids was beyond me. As I'm sure you've had, like, Cutler Cans and Julie and Wheel Up.
The
fact that people say the things that we've actually brought into the entertainment world is crazy. It's crazy for me. Like,
I
grew up watching Keith Lemon. Like, that mad.
So what was you doing before? So you said you was in a van. So what was your job then?
Carpenter. I was a carpenter and plumber.
Okay.
Yeah, I worked at Southwark Council, man.
Yeah. Big up.
For 9 years.
Southwark Council,
man.
I
worked in the Aylesbury Estate. I worked in Lewisham, Peckham. Yeah. I worked in Brixton, Bermondsey, down the Blue, Jamaica Road. Like, I was in and out of South London like you couldn't imagine, and I've seen some horrible things. Like, my job was great in one way, but it was horrible in another, because just seeing the way people were living and stuff, and it gave me an extra kick up the arse, in a sense, to say, like, I want to do a lot better, and not just in a sense of making money. It was also for, like, other human beings, you know what I mean? Seeing these people that were always down constantly, and it inspired me to do comedy. I know it might sound silly, but then again, I think you'd get it way more than other people do. Like, don't you enjoy the fact that your comedy brings happiness to people?
Oh,
like,
yeah,
even
of course.
When they're at their lowest, we can still make them laugh.
With an
old video that you might have done years ago.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, like, it could
Because you always get someone come up to you.
Mate, that fucking bitch you done that time. Where's the missus? Buddy, come here. tell Mo. And the other one that makes you laugh when they don't. What video? That's the fucking vid, buddy. The vid. You make me like, right, my dad. I love that. But
you know what I always find funny is when you ever meet someone and they're like really excited because they're like, oh, like, this is, and then the person they're with don't know what you do.
Yeah,
that is hilarious because
they're like,
this is more. Remember, I showed you the TV. I told you, eat the couple of cans thing.
Oh, chunks. No, babe, more. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I don't really follow social media. I hate that. I don't like that. I ain't gonna lie. Secretly, I'm like, so you don't know me. So you don't know who I am, what I do.
I think the worst one I had, I was on a train. I'd done a comedy show at, I think it was Leeds Festival. So you do Reading and Leeds. So we done one at Leeds. And I'm on the train back with Chris Ramsey. So me and Chris were just talking on the train. I met him previously somewhere. I'd done his show before. So we're just talking on the train. And then there's this guy come up to me. Lovely guy. Come up to me. He's like, hey, bruv. And he had a suit on, like three-piece suit. The proper, like, he looked like a football agent or something. You know what I mean? He's like, hey, bruv. You see your thing? Hey, bruv. And then he sat down next to us and he was talking to us. And he's like, no, I'm not going to lie, but a couple drinks. But, bruv, what I mean, that video was sick. And he had a couple drinks. And then he goes, no. I've got to phone my missus. So I was just looking at Chris and I was like, oh man, please don't do what I think you're going to do. And then he got on his phone. He's called his missus. And then he goes, one sec, babes. You know what I'm with? Wait. I'm going to FaceTime her. One sec. Doing the FaceTime. And then he's like, he's giving me the phone. He's like, gun, bruv.
Yeah, you gun, talk. Gun. And they don't.
And you know, in FaceTime, it's got that long ring. It's like, yeah. So I'm like, please don't big up. Just like, because you know, you can call someone and it goes to FaceTime. Yep. It's whether they accept. So I was just like, oh, allow it, don't accept, man. And then the woman's picked up and she's with her friend and she's going, yeah, that's the sound.
Yeah.
So he's picked up, the woman's picked up. She's like, hello. And then he's like, hey, look, hey, babes, look who it is. And she goes, oh, Mike Gilligan.
Oh.
Okay. Leon, what are you doing with Mike Gilligan?
No.
And then he's like, no, I was on the train. And she's like, okay. Then her friend comes on. Oh, hello, Mo. You're right. Okay, well, I'll call you later if anything. Yeah, babes.
Never.
All right. And I was like,
he's getting told when he gets yard. He's done something like, wrong, innit?
I was like, okay. All right. Well, bye then. Anti-climax.
You know. Is that how she reacted, though?
Yeah. Because so I think
she's vexed with him.
No, do you know what it was? It was like, she's most probably thinking, of all people, it's not going to be Mo Gilligan. No. She's most probably thinking it's one of her old friend or something.
Anyone.
Do you know what I mean? The way he's built it. Like, and it was just so awkward. But then that's just like, I think that's just the life you kind of get. You know, you kind of go
we
into
don't
this,
know what their reactions are going to be like
at any time.
It's like, do we say no to the person when he's attempting to call his missus? We can't, like, I personally don't have it in me to go, yo, bro, like, please, not now. Like,
mm-hmm.
I get it, you know, you're sitting there and you're excited and you want to prove to the missus or friend or whoever it is, so you let them do it. But there's always that part of me that thinks, damn, like,
you're
the fan. The person on the phone isn't, so
this
ain't going to run well. And like you said, you're out there and it's like, oh, my mum really likes you. Like, hello, mum. She's like, oh, I don't remember. Who's that? And it's like, it's a man like Hack. She went, I don't remember now. And I'm like, yeah, here you go, brother. Yeah. And it kind of makes my day a little bit shit as well. I go home a bit pissed off. I'm like, his mum was a dickhead.
So but, you talked about, like, with Instagram, did you use any other social media platforms?
Yeah, Snapchat. Snapchat was massive.
So did you use Snapchat before you used Instagram?
I don't really know. It's a tough question. Maybe. Again, big up to Steve-O, my bro, Steve-O the Madman. He...
King of Snapchat.
There you go. You've already said it. So he you took the words right out of my mouth,
the
man.
The king of Snapchat, boy.
He was and still is like the king of Snap. You know, that's his platform.
Mm.
And again, credit to Steve. I've done it to a lot of people, but to me especially, like on Snap, he raised my profile massively. And then he turned around and said, now I think you should stick to Instagram. And I was like, yeah, I think I should. And he said, no, and I'll do it. He's like, Snap's my game. Let me deal with Snap. And he's like, you still be on it, but go on Insta, because I feel like in the sense of professionalism and the craft that you're trying to build, like, that, you know, I was trying to portray an actor / stand-up comedian, whatever it was. I was happy just to get out of Southwark, to be honest with you. It could have been anything, professional fucking jewellery shop thief. I would have been happy. But he said, perfect your craft on that and then I'll push the audience up towards that. So I guess Snapchat played a massive part. I don't use it anymore. I used to get terrible things sent to me, and not just girls, but a lot of gang stuff. You know, guys sending me vids of guns on the bed laid out and microwaves opening with cash. Yeah, and I sat there thinking, like, I can't get your address, so there's no point. So I might as well just come off. Yeah, bro, I've had from, I mean,
a microwave full of cash.
Yeah, light work. Yeah, opening, full of wads. Mate, I'm talking old classic guns. Guns you've never seen before. That they
are these the guns that the Americans take the mick out of us?
Yes.
Because that, I think, is one of the, it's funny because every part of me, like, because we got real guns in, you know.
Yeah, but it's a Smith and Wesson.
Like, I don't want to, like, encourage the thing, but I'm like, hey, we got real guns. But it is funny, though, isn't it?
It's true, though. Because these guns were acting like Batman, but they had like the Pee Wee Herman thing that had the like you bend back the nozzle and stuff. Like, they were the ones that used to stick your finger in, it used to blow up. Like, man,
that is the funniest. You see what I like about social media, because that there's like some like running jokes which have become like kind of commonplace. So the fact that Americans get onto us of like
guns,
like when they say when we fight, Man says, put them up.
Yeah, put them up, man. Put them up. Come on. It's true. But that is true, though.
Oh, that's so funny.
It's funny because it's true. But with regards man. To that as well, I was...
No, but you know what's hard? Because we know that it's like, bro, it's real out here, isn't it?
It is real. If you but need something to be done.
The fact that is the running joke, like mainly on Twitter, I see it. I think something happened and someone's like, oh, in the UK, man said they got the gun where you got to put the powder in that, bro.
Stuff it down.
sometimes you just have to laugh, innit?
You have to, bro. But it's true. And it was real. But like I said, with the Snapchat thing, it was like, that was the only other platform. I came off it, but it done well for me.
Mm.
And then I just stuck to Instagram because I felt like Instagram, especially after you was a big inspiration. You.
Oh, big ups, man.
You, Michael Dapper, like just the way, obviously I know Michael Blue with, you know, Man's Not Hot and it was great and he done his thing on Insta and started doing the Swill episodes and I mean your stuff that you did, like those mini segments. I mean, the fact that it was just a short segment but still kept that British comedy. Like
Only
Fools and Horses, Open All Hours,
yeah.
The Desmonds.
Yeah.
It had that. You get me? And
well, the thing is, I think for my thing, it was like, I always knew that I only had a minute.
One
basically.
Minute, 60 seconds. Bro.
So
that changed your career.
I would try it. Yeah, I would try and just capture something in a minute. So whether it'd be like, I don't know, Roadman, someone singing happy birthday.
The kid one killed me though.
Oh, Cavani.
He comes in the room and he's like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was busting up. Because I got friends like that as well. Their little brothers are like that.
You see, with Cavani, he's like the new hit in terms of... And you must find this as well. When you've done character stuff, more so on social media, do you ever feel sometimes the need to just not do it? And just be like you guys are asking for too much, I'm not going to do it?
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Do you feel like I really want to do more? Or how do you respond to like when something is going like really well, like a character and stuff like that?
I think you're probably the same as what I am. I don't want to bore people.
Mm.
I get it. Like people love the Crazy Scotsman. Every single vid.
That is funny.
I know,
bro.
But every
that
vid I've
so
posted
funny.
Of his or even not his, people will be in the comments say, what does the Crazy Scotsman think? Blah, blah, blah. And I get it. And I do love the character. I think he's hilarious. And I think I did do well with regards to him, but I can't just give that character.
But you also didn't do that many.
No, I didn't.
That was I think that was, which was sometimes...
3 or 4 at max.
It was kind of like testament to it because you're like, well, I've done a couple, but not rinsed it.
No.
Kind
like,
of thing.
Tried to get Iron Brew, if they probably watched this podcast...
Yeah.
Iron Brew are mega interested, but they just don't know how to work it around the Crazy Scotsman, which I find quite silly. But
yeah,
there was a massive campaign going around for the Crazy Scotsman. People wanted him to be this huge thing. And I just said, like, you know what? I don't want to be labelled as the Crazy Scotsman because I'm not. Like, I'm not the Crazy Scotsman.
You're more than...
It's a character.
Yeah.
I'm an Asian. I'm an African. I'm a Cockney guy. I'm a posh person. I'm a crackhead. I'm a lesbian. I'm everything. Like... Mm. The Crazy Scotsman, yes, great character. The Gaffer, all the football lot love the Gaffer, great character. I haven't done the Gaffer since last year, time ago. Because they're just, it's a way of me showcasing what I can do and that's what I'm happy doing. But other than that, to be labelled as a character, nah, like.
Yeah.
Your mode of comedian, your jack of all trades. You can do roadman, you can do girl, you can do mum, like, you can do... I can't look at you and go, yeah, he done that one. No, you done loads.
Same with me.
I want to be known as... I just want to be basically Robin Williams.
That's.
I look at just an all-round character that just can embody as many characters as they want, but not be labelled as one. Do you know what I'm saying? So,
and with social media, what was your relationship before you started doing this stuff with social media? Was you quite a private person?
Yeah,
like, was you on like Facebook and stuff?
Well, yeah, but I was a bit of a twat on Facebook. Like,
why you say
just
that?
Football, loads of football.
Okay,
young, stupid. Just said anything. It was just so bad.
When was the last time you went onto your Facebook?
Oh, I deleted it. Yeah. That was when I was young. Yeah, I didn't even the school friends. They're all idiots. Yeah. Most of them, I went to Loxford School, so a lot of them, it's not happening. You know what I mean? Not happening.
You basically got some friend watching now, like, what?
Yeah, oh my God, I fucking love you. What the hell is happening? Like, you are best friends, yard. You just made a big mistake, brother. But again, like, that Facebook was old and stupid, so I got rid of it. I got rid of it. He likes that. Mo likes that. As soon as the Asian drops, he loves it.
No, but it's your ability, like, to just, like, accent so quick.
But it's true. Like, it is mad. It is mad. And at the same time, I had to get rid of my old Facebook. Now it's just a fans page. But I had to get rid of it because that wasn't me. Like, I was very secretive, man. Like, I'm sure, again, ego's quiet in the background, but where we grew up and what we grew up around, we wasn't allowed to be...
On social media.
We wasn't allowed to be... Yeah. You know, my brother was like, Hax, you know, I love you to bits, but none of this, yeah? Like, I don't want you on socials. I was like, no problem. Like, I won't go on it. And like I said, I went into work and became more independent, you know, bought my own place and then, yeah, just jumped on it and made it work properly. So, in a good way as well. Yeah, I mean, same with you. Like, we've done it in a good way. We haven't done
No, of course.
We haven't sold out. We haven't been... I've not been true to myself. Same with you. You've been Mo Gilligan the whole time. Mo the comedian. You've been him the whole time. You haven't changed one, but you haven't gone from one extreme to another. Same with me. I've never changed. I've always been funny, outgoing, humble, and just laid back, man. Like, we're not... I've never seen loads of our guys that are in our circle being beggy and too forward and want it too much and sell out. I don't think none of us have done it. I think we've just let it happen organically, which I think is a massive testament to all of us. Like, we ain't done...
I think as well...
You never done no pranks, did you? You didn't do no...
No, that wasn't my thing. Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? I tried to. GK knows. We once went to... This was like, you know when like YouTube was like the platform at one stage where it was like everyone was, I'm talking more times of like Funky House times.
Yeah.
I think if I like.
Crazy Cousins times, them times.
Yeah. I remember like Don't Jealous Me was huge around those times.
Ratings film as well, by the way, Tolu, absolute G.
And Jazzy. It was like that kind of era. Yeah. So I remember once we went to Covent Garden.
Man Them on the Wall. Man Them on the Wall. Was it them times there or was that before?
That was a little bit before. Because I think I discovered Man Them on the Wall through, I think I seen a video on Facebook actually, funny enough.
Yeah, I did as well.
I think that's where I first really seen it. And I remember just saying to the guys, like, guys, we're going to go to Covent Garden, do some sketches. And then it was like, we kind of got there, it's like, so what do we do? Yeah. I don't know, you know.
We've had them days.
And then I think I went into McDonald's and I was ordering food and my friend was recording and I was like, doing it in like a Garage MC voice. Oh. I was like, yo, can I get some burgers?
Something like that before though?
Do you know what it is? It's on a video that we used of like, I think I was doing a comedy set somewhere. And then I think my friend just put that as the intro and then the rest of the video. But
get a little too...
I remember
two
like...
cheeseburgers.
I remember like at the time, I was like... You know at the time? Because viral were things that went viral only on YouTube, of course. If you know what I mean. Yeah, so when it went viral,
or
it was like,
Facebook, but I never knew about how mad the shares were on that. I didn't know how it
like early viral. I just remember seeing like a video on like YouTube. Say, like, hey, bruv, you seen this video?
Yeah, that's
of
a
this
viral.
Guy singing Chocolate Rain or something like that. And everyone's like, no, I ain't seen it. And that would be the way that you'd see a viral video. So I think that was like, I tried to. That we only done it once, and then I was like, yeah, this is not for me.
Not for me,
essentially. Do you know what I mean? How do you
publicly
find,
you mean public?
Do you know what it was for me? Because I was always like, social media, I was like, I say social media, sorry. Comedy was always my thing, innit? I was like, this is kind of like what I'm good at. But then obviously when you are on social media, you think, oh, what ways can I find? And I went through that stage of like, cool. Like, it's almost like you try and find your social media identity.
Yeah,
I think early on with social
same
media.
Same with me, really, yeah.
Who am I going to be?
A presenter, host, a personality.
Yeah, but I mean in like, in terms of like, am I going to be the funny person on Twitter? Or am I going to be the offensive person on Twitter? Am I going to be the person that gets at people on Twitter? Do you know what I mean? Like, you, because I think the early days of social media, this is why I always say like, we were like the kind of guinea pigs, because you could go on social media, create this kind of persona and just leave it there
in
a little bit.
We could have been pressured into that. Like you said, we could have been people that would get at other people, cuss them and cuss overweight people, skinny people, crackheads, this and that. Like we could have, like, you know, people do the half and half vids and stuff like that. We could have sort of gone down that line and done a load of them all the time. People always told me to take the mickey out of this and out of that. But like you said, it's like I sat there one day and said, what person do I want to be? And I just didn't want to offend anyone. Yeah. That was my problem. I didn't want to offend anyone.
Mm.
Nationalities, weight, size, height, disability. I didn't want to touch on nothing horrible. I just wanted to make people laugh. And I know that's what
on as well. On Instagram, I wasn't... I had an Instagram. I put up like some funny like pictures, because I'm talking like the first like early meme
back in the day.
Earliest meme, like when it had the big block capital letters and stuff like that.
I think when you scroll down, I see them still. Like it blows my mind, bro.
So like, I think when I was on social media, like the early days, I was just kind of putting up like trainers, because it was more for pictures back then. So I was putting up trainers and like. And I think that was like that, because I
was tattoos.
Do you know what it was tattoos. For me? My profile was private as well.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, well, just like, I remember with this weird stage of just like, you know, you're just like, right, I've got so much information online. Like, I remember just Googling myself and I was just like, right, my picture just comes up.
Yeah.
But then weirdly enough, I was like, well, like, and, but then at the same time, I'm still working in retail. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So it was weird because it's different now. That time, where was I working? I think I was in Jo Malone. So I used to work at Stockroom.
That's nice,
yeah, yeah. So I used to work
Amber
in Stockroom.
Amber Lily and Ginger, I would have backed a few of them. Yeah, I used to love that. Jo Malone was the sweet boy smell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I used to work there in the Stockroom. But that's why I say it was weird, because I had this like this kind of part-time job. I'm still very young. But then I had like comedy is would be the thing. So everyone at work would be like, how's your comedy thing going? I'm like, yeah, it's going all right kind of thing. But they didn't know that like when I was doing Sunday show,
yeah.
I'm like, I just performed to like almost 1,000 people last night.
That's
but
mad.
They don't know this stuff.
Nope.
And I didn't expect them to know. But then if you Google my name, it would come up on. So I went through this weird stage of like, right, like you can just find my information. But then at the same time,
I'm just
going to work. I'm just,
oh, just
do you know what I mean?
Work, yeah.
So it's kind of weird limbo and stuff. How did you have, do you mind me asking, have you ever seen anything about yourself online that wasn't true? Like, have you ever seen something you're like, bro, that wasn't true. Like, even like if it was like recently, there was a show I couldn't do. So I couldn't do the show. And I announced on my Instagram, I said, look, I can't do the show. Due to personal reasons and stuff. And then someone messaged and said, yeah, the host said you couldn't be bothered to make it.
Wow.
So I was like, rah, like, I know that wouldn't have happened because I know this show that I was doing had announced that, like, I couldn't make it kind of thing. And then, yeah, I remember that the host, like, I've even found out that, like, no, I didn't say that. So, you know, you start, rah, that didn't happen though. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Have you ever been in that position?
I'll be honest, yeah, I'm proper lucky in a sense of nothing negative has happened.
Mm.
Like, to me at all. I mean, you get the odd one or two persons here and there might say a little something negative about you, but nothing like as in letting anyone down, because I haven't technically. And I mean, yeah, like no one's really said anything bad about me. Do you know what I mean? Like a couple of the like, guys have said, yeah, brother, stop talking about hijabs and now you're going to hell.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't get that. Like,
yeah,
you
know,
when
you
get to the gates, bruv, if he doesn't accept who you are, you're going to hell, bruv, dying. I was like,
how have you had any negativity through like the characters you do or anything?
Nah, none at all, none at all. Like, you do, I mean, we can't please everyone, as you know. There's always going to be one little twat.
Yeah,
who just has to say something. Yeah, it's not even that funny. Like, sitting there in a one vest, boxer shorts. And just open up pizza boxes and shit and FIFA on the go, yeah. But we get them. But as far as real people and the real support and real love, bro, I'm super, super grateful to the Most High, the universe, whatever it is that's made this possible today.
Yeah.
Like, I'm super, super proud of myself and of all of us, like everyone that's done it and got there. I'm just gassed about my journey, bro, because it's been done properly, it's been done organically. I haven't gone straight up, which I was always scared of. I always wanted it to be slow and steady pace, because I guess it can be scary. Like, I know,
oh yeah, 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 of course,
I know you've gone, you went quick, but
yeah.
You was always prepared for it as well. Like, I saw it in you.
I think for me it was like we were just saying just before we started, is like when it happened, a lot of stuff happened very quick,
because the Apollo, even me, I was nervous, you know.
Yeah.
I was nervous, bro, when I see that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you
yeah.
going on stage and stuff like that, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
well, the thing is, for me, it's like I was, like, these opportunities were happening and I had kind of waited my whole life to have some of these opportunities. Yeah, yeah. So then for me, it was just like, I haven't got time to be nervous. I ain't got time to be. So I just had to just do it and be like, let me just, boom, I've got to do this show. I've got a thing that. And I think that's where, like, when I talk about, like, with just, like, social media and stuff, like, how my mental health, because that's something I never took into account at first. So for me, like, my mental health is, like, and, like, it's a huge, we'll be here all day kind of thing. But I think, like, there's a lot of times what I do kind of now, like, recently I just went off social media for, like, when I went on holiday and I just didn't go
good
on social media.
Good.
You need as a cleanser. Do you know what I mean? For my head.
Mentality, yeah, of course.
Yeah,
your
because
mind.
I think for me it's like you get the negativity of like, oh no, that's dead, that's rubbish and XYZ. Like that's just part, I think that's part of like social media now, almost. You know, and plus you can't please everyone and you don't always want to please everyone.
We'll never please everyone.
But then I feel like with my, especially like with my mental health, like when the Netflix thing came out, that was most probably, it wasn't a hard time, but I did have to have a bit of like, do you know what? I need to just not look too much into this and just carry on because...
Just let it do what it's going to do.
Because imagine when it came out, the influx of people telling me, oh, I just watched it, I really liked it and stuff like that. But then you had people that didn't like it, which was fine.
And you don't...
But do you know what it is?
Gives them the platform to be able to tell them what they think as well.
It's like, for me, it's like, I know any kind of work I do, you're always going to have people that like it or don't.
Of course.
And that is, like, there's people that they like the online stuff I do, but they're not really into my
stand-up. Your own friends won't. My own friends don't like certain things that I do.
I think what I found hard was how overwhelming, because you got, imagine that I'd come out and there's everyone saying, bruv, I love the Netflix. It's amazing. So that's all you're getting. So even that sometimes is overwhelming because you're just like, Fuck, everyone likes it. Yeah. That's so good, but I don't know how I've got to do another tour. How's that going to be? And that's
pressure,
when I just
man.
Had to just say, whoa, man, this is, I need to take a little step back and just kind of, you know what I mean? How have you found your mental health has been when you've done, because you've gone from that having a normal 9 to 5 as such, and then you're on social media, you know, you've got a spotlight, your followers are going up and stuff. You get offered things that you think you wouldn't get offered, you know, people want to invite you to places. Yes. How was your mental health?
I mean, I'll be honest to you, like at first I was definitely stuck in the system. And what I mean by the system is like your typical sheep mentality where, you know, you get involved with idiots in the scene, people that ain't really got their best interest out for you.
Yeah.
They're not really going to be anything when they're older. They just sense that you're good at what you do, so they sort of kept you there. You hang around with the wrong crowds. You start to see that they're, you know... My journey's been very up and down. I've admitted it, on numerous occasions, that I did suffer from some form of... Not depression, but just I couldn't figure out humans. Like, and that's what was bugging me, you know what
was
I'm saying?
Like would you ever say it's like a bit like anxiety a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, anxiety and... Just feeling like, was I doing the right things with the right people? And I knew deep down, because I've always been a good judge of character, especially from when you're raised in London, East London, Hackneys and South Londons, and you meet real people that are always very opinionated. They'll say, mate, you're a cunt, you're a mug, shut your mouth, I don't like you. They'll tell you. So you was always around that honest people and stuff like that. But the industry, when I came into it, I came away from people that were honest and said, listen, like, you know, like your mates might say, bro, don't do that. Don't do that. I don't like that. Your mate will tell you.
But in
the industry, it was like people were saying one thing and then doing another thing behind your back. And then you heard this and heard that. And all those up and down emotions throughout the early stages of social media, it was horrible. Like you met people that were just idiots. And I hung around with pranksters, like twats, you know, you know, eggs and standing on tables and saying, I've got a small penis. And it's like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, these are wrong energy. Like,
yeah.
You know, I started to get into energy and all that stuff. And it's true, man. Like, surround yourself with the people that are going to help you with your career and help you elevate, you know. And that's what I did. And I suffered throughout the first couple of years of social media. We're going to these Vine meets and, you know, it was the little groups of people. Hi, there you are. Oh, don't you know who this is? He's got skills. What are you going to do? Like, oh, you know, all that stuff there. Like, yeah, I get it. Yeah, I've seen it. And but what is this? And it was all fake, and it was like they were all amongst each other in their little cliques. And I always used to just stand around in the corner on my own,
yeah,
with a little juice, and you get the odd one or two people coming out. I've seen your stuff. You're amazing, buddy. Keep it up. But I was singular from these other lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was doing something different.
Mm.
But then obviously you see how it works. You come into the game a bit more and you end up meeting people like you.
Mm.
You're into stand-up comedy. Do you bring man on? And it's like, this is the comedy I like. And these are the people that I want to elevate.
Mm.
I mean, we wouldn't be sitting here now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If my energy... I want, that is what I wanted.
Yeah.
And you inspired me, bro. Massively. Oh, big ups,
man.
Massively.
No,
because
likewise, man.
You have come from where I've come from and you've done the stuff that I've done. You've done these mini sketches, which we've somehow made into a career. Like we just sat there and was like, yeah, what's happening? How are you doing? Shut the fuck up. And it was gone from that to being on our own show. I mean, you got a nasty show. You got your own show. Like, and I knew from that minute, I was like, I have to be around these people because not only are they genuine, but they're also fucking going in the right direction.
Mm.
And you are, like, you've smashed it. And that was where I wanted to be. And I said to myself, cool, like, I've got to hang around with the right people. I've got to have the right energy. People that have got ambitions the same that I have. And people that have actually, when you look at them, they got fucking talent.
Because
there's a lot of people, bro, I would never drop names, but can you count on one hand that people that you actually say, rah, like, he's got talent.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
he's gonna,
yeah.
Like, you're going to be something for many years. You've got longevity.
That leads to my next question. Do you think now with social media, there's some people who have seen, like, that would say, I want to do what you do, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, I get asked a lot, I want to do what you do. But I always have to let people know, is like, look, what worked for me might not work for you.
Yes. Yeah,
and that's not a diss to say, no. Like, but I always want you to say, like, don't, because I grew up watching... I watched tons of comics. And then when I'd be performing, I'm like, yeah, I want to tell jokes like that. That's the kind of... And I start...
Like Martin Lawrence. You can't say a joke that Martin Lawrence says or that Dave Chappelle says.
Yeah,
or
even like a style. I remember
Cat
once,
Williams.
Once I'd done a comedy show, right? And I had these jokes. This is maybe like 4 years ago. No, 3 years ago at a show. And it was just an open mic. And I remember I had these jokes. And I was a little bit nervous. And it was at Top Secret. And I was just standing there telling jokes. And and people are laughing and stuff. And it was a lot more deadpan.
Yeah.
And that's not really my style. I'm quite physical.
You're I like to walk around. You're quite theatrical, yeah.
Yeah, I like to talk to my audience. And one comic said, have you changed your style? And I was like, no. He said, because your style's like, it's gone deadpan and stuff. I said, And I remember him saying to me, and he was like, he goes, I like it when you was just like, like, it feels like you've changed, like, not like changed as a person,
but as in
change
your style. Your routine.
And I didn't know I'd changed, but I remember the stuff I was writing at the time was not me.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Even though it got a laugh, I was
but
like...
I did that, though. I copied what... You sort of go by, like, a blueprint, didn't you, of the comedy scene.
That's it, yeah.
Write your jokes and relay them to people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I couldn't stand in front of an audience and go, so I went into a pub the other night, and this bird... No,
yeah.
I've got to... make people understand, like what you do, like when you go, I don't know, let me go and chat to this girl 1 second, and you walk across the stage, you make them feel like that is what's happening. You're in the rave. Yeah. I tried to chirps the gal dissed me, she said to my bridge, and she, you have to, and I felt that, like when I saw you doing stand-up comedy, I was like, yeah, you got to make people believe that this is the scenario. So it's like, even like the stuff that I think you posted it the other day, what was it, man? Oh, in that little comedy club with the brick wall.
Oh, Creek.
Up the creek, and there was a Sutton. What did you say, man?
I'm talking about that's the top boy.
Road. The top boy, yeah. And I would have rid out if you didn't.
If put it right out.
Yeah. So what you're doing there is you're making everyone else in that audience feel the same feeling because they felt that when I watched that scene and Kano. Even at that time, I was like, "You fucking mad, hey, Mum? Dig up the strap, please." I felt ready, and that's
dig
the thing.
The
that's your comedy.
Yeah.
Make them feel that passion.
Yeah.
So that was a blueprint in a sense, and the fact that people felt that you changed or whatever, but you kept it, and that same sort of thing again with the nursery rhyme stuff and all of that. Like it's magical, bro. And that's the same with what I mean, I haven't done stand-up comedy to your extent at all. I think the biggest I've done was, it was the one that, I think Harry done that, White Yardie got it together. It was the, Jamaica versus the rest of the world or something.
Mm.
That was the biggest I did. And, yeah. and I think I only got, what did I get on that, man? 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Something like that.
How did you find that experience?
Yeah, it was good. I mean, listen, a load of people have said this to me before. You can't fail on stage when it comes to comedy because as long as you can do accents, people love it.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I don't know. I disagree. And they went, nah. And then I did that Jamaica versus the world and I had 5 minutes and I just thought, you know what? I'm just going to do Asian.
Yeah.
I think it was like a road Asian roadman fight. I was like, what the fuck is happening here, bro? And everyone went mad. So from then I was like, yeah, sick. But still with stand-up comedy, I wouldn't say like I'm up there because there's a structure to stand-up comedy. I know you, I mean, you did comedy. I didn't even know this. Yeah, you was doing it from Sunday back in days. The day. Yeah,
yeah.
So I researched. I had to find out as well because other people said, hey, you don't know about Mo, you know. I was like, no, Mo did it from time. Mo ain't a dickhead, you know. So then I went and checked it and I was like, raw, like you actually was doing stand-up comedy years from ago, back man. In the day.
Yeah.
So it was crazy, but...
How do you consume social media? Do you wake up in the morning? That's the first thing you check.
Nah. I stopped. I had to. Bro, let's be honest. Like, before, religiously, yes, my eyes were glued to that screen.
Yeah.
Now I wake up, you can laugh. You're not going to laugh. You might laugh. He might take the piss. He might be on his next stand-up comedy routine. I get up in the morning. I can't look at my phone because at the end of the day, I could look at something on my phone that might ruin the whole start to my day.
Yeah.
So I leave my phone there, turn the alarm off, which usually goes off around 7 o'clock. I get up. Get out of my bed, wash my face, brush my teeth. I go into the living room, set up my yoga mats, do my yoga, do my 10-minute meditation, eat my breakfast, take my supplements. Then when I get showered and I'm ready to start my day. So okay. I look at it like I start work now.
Let me
start work. I go onto the blower.
Mm.
Boom, let's get ready. Like, okay. Look at the thing, check some messages, done.
Yeah.
If I've got something to go up, fair enough. We'll have set times, you know, mm-hmm. how it works, whatever it be. But other than that, bro... It's doing what it's doing now. And I don't want to invest too much of this into this because we didn't come from this era, bro.
We didn't come
from this era. We come from an era where now if we bust out, we're still together as boys.
Mm-hmm.
We go and have a little munch. We chill,
sit in
each other's yard. We have conversations now. Mm-hmm. I can't be in a world now where it's constantly.
I think for me, it's like the more I've, because I check my phone all the time. And it's like it's so weird. When I went on holiday, I deleted Twitter and Instagram.
Is it?
Yeah.
What was this?
This was, I just deleted the application on my phone.
The application, yeah.
This is when I was saying about the detox thing. But then my habits of, I know because I said to myself, I'm not going to go on it. So once I got on holiday, my habits was, I can't remember what I was doing. And before I knew it, I was already on Twitter. And I hadn't thought about that.
You re-downloaded the app.
No. What I'm saying, I didn't download it, sorry. But I remember just going click and I was like, bro, I'm on Twitter. That's when I said, I need to delete the app now because my habits is making me go to
it. Your fingers just swipe.
Automatically almost. And that for me, I guess for me, it's like, I feel like because I'm like, with the tour, for example, I'm promoting that on social media and stuff like that. But then almost a little bit like now it's become a way. I don't know if this is a bad thing, but it's a way that I'm now consuming the news a little bit. So current affairs.
Negative stuff as well.
Oh yeah, I see a lot of negative, but then it's a way that I'm now, I see more news now than ever on social media.
And I've never been a news kid.
On the actual news, you know. And I'm a person, I like the news, you know, you have to like, you'll say you like it, but I like to watch like what's the London news? What's the one that comes on ITV? The London Tonight.
Yeah, London Tonight. Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate the news, but...
Yeah. But you know why? Because that's what's going on
in
my city.
I know, of course. And I'm the same. I mean, recently I've done a massive cleanse on my Instagram. So I unfollowed loads of people. So from stupid girls that just basically got no career.
Yeah.
Just show their ass, thongs, tits, their duck lips and what their boyfriends are buying or their meals. You're not doing nothing for my life.
Yeah.
Unfollow these dumb bitches. Same with the guys. There's a lot of people on social media that I followed from back in the day. Not necessarily because I don't think that they're on my wavelength. It's nothing to do with that.
Mm.
But they still haven't changed the way that they are. They're still being stupid. They still think stupid. They still talk stupid. They still post stuff that doesn't inspire the kids, doesn't inspire anyone. Like, I just want everything surrounding me now to just be positive, bro. I want people around me to be winning, but winning in the right way, the correct way, you know, not... being a horrible person or nothing like that. So I changed up all my socials. I unfollowed so many pages, bro. All these gang pages.
Do you ever get people messaging you when you unfollow them?
Nah. Well, one guy did, and I sent him back why I sent him a snapshot back as to why I unfollowed him, because I knew he would complain.
Yeah.
And
you knew he would complain.
I knew, because I put a thing up about food.
Yeah.
And this guy always comments about food. Always comments about food. And he put something up, and he put give me a fucking steak any time of the day. So I just took a snapshot of it, and then I blocked him. And I knew he would come back and say, "Why did you block me for?" Because he's a big fan.
Yeah.
And I said, because of dumb comments like this, bro. You can see what my angle is and where I'm going with my page. Mm. You don't have to put that down. Yeah, Everyone else has written great comments about, I'm going to give it a try and I feel like going plant-based. This Donny, I found it funny anyway. He went, give us a steak any time of the day. Yeah. And I thought, you cunt. So I just blocked it. But, you know, it might have been an overreaction on my behalf. But at the same time...
It can be your mood, though, sometimes.
Well, it's...
I think that's mostly... I think as we go into... You know, we go into the future, like sometimes the way our mood is and how we react on social media
can be on a day,
can sometimes be detrimental to your career. Yeah, man. Do you know what I mean? If you're having a bad day and you see something, I can see how sometimes.
Wait, I'm waiting for you to say something bad. Like, you fucking dumb, bruv.
But sometimes it's like, for example, and it's not even like I don't really go out looking for stuff. I get the bad and I get the good, but. There's sometimes just one day where you just see something, you just really want to say what you really want to feel, but you think, it's not even worth it, bruv. What is it? It's not even worth
it. But the real you would have said a little something.
Yeah, but then it's like, then you have a lot more to lose. Yeah, how do you handle trolls and stuff?
I haven't had any, you know.
Yeah.
I've had none. I mean, there was one issue back in the day. We had something with a football lot. And it was like a couple of guys on there knew who I was. So they were saying a couple of little things. But it was just that, like, that jest, you know, like, he's a fucking idiot and whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I never had no trolls, no negative vibes, man. I don't think I give off that, do you know what I mean? You get one person here and there saying, he ain't even that funny, but I'll fuck this guy. You know, like, and you're going to get that, so that's fine. Yeah, but no trolls, no negativity. I know a lot of my other boys that are on social media, like, I mean, don't want to mention any names, but some of the boys deal with a lot of shit, man.
Mm.
And I ain't got time to go with doing what I'm trying to do now in my career and build a life for myself, and then have people on the other side like trolling you and calling you this and that's a negative. I just don't want no negative energy, none at all. So just, you know what, Mo, bro, just constant comedy, and I hope that I never offend anyone one day. Like, I hope that my comedy doesn't come across offensive and stuff. But I think as you go into the bigger circles, I think they protect you a little bit. Like, there's certain guidelines and things that you can't say or do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bro, I think I've been organic from day one. And I think I'll always remain organic and just normal, man. Like, same with you. Like,
yeah, yeah.
You just went and blew. Like, you became... You're the new Jonathan Ross, obviously.
Oh, no, bro.
Better looking. But you are, though.
Do you know what it is? I think for me, it's like, because it's like, in this kind of industry, I'm like, on the block,
the new kid, but so the new kid that everyone likes. So,
but in saying that, I think also it's like, you want to maintain who you are.
Yeah, and who you was as well.
Do you see what I mean? Because it's easy for like sometimes people someone said why a celeb, someone commented on the last video on with Chunks and Philly, and is like, why are celebrities doing YouTube now? And that's when I was like, celebrity, I ain't a celeb. And I was like, oh, I guess I am. But you know, when you never see yourself as one,
you don't. Do you know what I mean? It's true.
And that's when I think that's when you say, but no, I'm like, nah, bro, you try and trust me. Nah, bro.
Yeah, and this is Chunks and Philly.
I use the self checkout.
So do I.
In Tesco, bro.
I know.
I'm not a celebrity, bro.
No, I know. It's true.
I think with how do you feel social media is gonna change in the future? Do you think?
I think it'll get worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it'll get worse. I think we can't stop the bullshit on there. We can't do it.
Mm.
People love controversy. People like
People
love to see beef. Like, I touch on the Wiley Stormzy thing. Pointless, ridiculous, stupid, childish. Not in a sense of those two had every active, but why does it exist when we've got two of the biggest kings in music fighting? Why is that happening for when they should be collaborating? So People love controversy. They like to go over to Wiley's page and go, oh, Stormzy said this about ya. Like, yeah, they all like that. And I think to myself, we don't need that. Like, we don't need that stuff. So with me, it's like I can see that people just love these. Who's that girl, Bad Bible, who made it famous for saying catch me outside to her own mother?
Oh, yeah, the American
yeah,
girl.
Yeah, 6'9", Takeshi's Castle, whatever his name is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That other twat.
Yeah.
So you got all these people that are, let's be honest, they're not inspirational. They're not good for the kids. I mean, there's tattoos on faces and, you know, like just...
Got a tattoo on your neck, though?
Yeah. That was a big mistake, brother. I'm not going to lie to you. When I was 18, 19, fucked up. Everything went south. You know, I know, I got a tattoo. They're coming off, though, soon.
Okay.
Just waiting for my boy Dan Osborne to get a tattoo removal machine.
Yes.
But just with regards to social media, I'd like to believe that we will hopefully get there and it will be just positive stuff. But, bro, like, with this World War III meme shit, man, like, come on. Like, really?
Are you into memes?
Nah. I mean, the funny ones, the good ones.
I love a meme, man.
The good ones, yes, but a World War III meme isn't a joke to me, as far as I'm concerned.
But then sometimes I feel like what with memes...
You like it, though. You like it when it touches... You like stuff that touches the edge a little bit.
Do you know what it is with memes? It's like... Well, it's like you're saying, World War III isn't a joke. But the fact we are taking negatives and putting them into the something positives. Funny...
Yeah, I know. I get it.
Sometimes they are funny.
No, the one I like the most... And I'm saying this as I say I don't like them. He's the cat on the bumper. And he's doing chin-ups. There's a cat. Have you not seen it?
No.
Someone wrote, my cat's getting ready for World War III. And the cat's just doing that on the back of the bumper. Like, yeah. That killed me. But there's other stuff that I didn't like. And I get it. Like,
Have you seen the one where, you know, there's that video of the old guy going to the basketball room and they're like, whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Someone said, when you say you can't go to your, when you can't go to the army drafts, so you link all your, how going to link my bridges?
Oh, your bridges.
So I can't go to the draft. Like, there's some memes, like I know.
Some are very clever.
Yeah, very clever.
And very funny. But then there's some that I look at and think to myself, like, okay, like, it's not that much of a joke because they're using real war footage for the memes.
Yeah. Now, that's when it's things like that. But I think it's like, and obviously it's not a joke, but it is something so weird how we can get... It's such a negative, but then we turn it into this positive.
And it makes it a bit... It makes it less scarier.
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes, yeah. But then I always have this thing of like now I've got a meme folder, for example.
Yeah.
And I'm not even like, for me, it's not even the meme. It's like the reactions for stuff.
Yeah.
So like now I've just got a folder of almost like 500 memes. And I'm a meme stealer.
I know.
Yeah, I steal some good memes.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah. Especially in the WhatsApp group. Yeah. I've got a friend of mine. Like, his memes are like, I'm like, bro, you're good. Like, you can't let
don't
him
tell him
know.
Though, don't
yeah.
Don't let him know, but he sends fair of them.
Bro, his memes are good, innit? But
where'd you get that from? Me mics from work, mate. I send it round the group, so I put it in ours. So I'm like, keep bringing
it. Because some of them I get authentically, where I just find it. Like, so you might see it on Twitter or you might just see it because sometimes someone gets a meme and you're like, you're not using this right, innit?
Yeah,
I'll take this and I'll make this bang, innit?
Yeah. It's true.
But then it's like, one of my friends, he's good with memes. We don't tell him he's good with memes. If you're watching now, you know who you are, innit?
You're decent with memes.
So he's good with the memes now. Though I just take some of these memes and I keep them on ice, innit?
Yeah.
But I can't use them straight
not
away.
Straight away, because it's too bait, innit? It's
too bait.
And then he's going to know that his memes are good.
That's it. That's
Give it two,
bro.
3 weeks, let it die out, and then bang it up.
You know what's mad of how some memes become... Because you know that sometimes the discoverer, like how you discover where the original meme is from.
Yeah.
Like there's the one from The Wire. The guy's like, you know that...
Oh, yeah, I've seen that
one. I didn't know that was from The Wire.
I didn't know, but that's a viral meme as well.
Yeah, there's like memes that are Champions League-esque.
And what's that? What's the other one? Surprise, motherfucker. That's another sort of meme thing as well.
Have you got your favourite type of meme, though? Because I love the Nollywood ones. The Nollywood ones, absolutely.
Yeah, they're brilliant.
Bang.
Is that the one where they go, why are you running?
Yeah.
Why are you running? Yeah, I mean, they're brilliant.
The Nollywood ones are like... I don't know what it is about them. Like, there's the one, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's classic, isn't it? And what's the other one? What's the little kid?
Yeah,
who looks like an older guy.
Yeah.
He's cold.
I remember a friend of mine telling me about how he's, because I was like, oh, he's a kid. He's like, no, he's like a grown man.
Yeah,
but
he is, isn't he?
He's got like a condition or something like that. Yeah, I don't know what it is. Yeah. But yeah.
He's about 40.
Yeah, but the memes, there's one meme, yeah? Bruv, when I mean someone used it, someone said, like, how comes you're not there at some festival? And there's one, please, don't talk. I'm not talking rubbish, please. Have you seen them always drinking the juice?
Yeah.
Someone said, when girls have to swallow their pride, they're like,
what's the other one? What's the other one as well? What's the guy?
Oh yeah.
But what's the other guy?
20,000.
Yeah. What's the other guy as well? Do me a favor, please.
Oh yeah, do me a favor, please.
Yeah, get out of here.
Get out of here, man.
I mean, that sort of stuff is that's amazing. Like, for example, if they used him and said, if Donald Trump come to talk about starting World War III, get out of here. That is funny, but it was some of the stuff that I have seen, like they're using real war footage and then people are actually going out there to do little vids alongside it, like pumping up and all that.
There's always, when it comes to me, it's always like...
Fine line, isn't
it? There's always people that take it too far.
Yeah, always.
You know, you're like, nah, that's a bit far, yeah, you know, fam. You're pushing the boundaries of banter, cuz.
It's true. And certain men have done a few, like, I've unfollowed them anyway, but just regards to all of that, like, the negativity on Insta, yeah, I washed out my page. All my page now is I only see the stuff that I feel that will inspire me and has a positive vibe now. Do you know what I mean? Because, bro, Instagram is dangerous. Social media is dangerous within itself. So
you thought of going on TikTok?
I'm on it, man.
You on it?
Yeah.
How you find it?
It's weird. It's real. Yeah. It's for the younger audience. Like, I think my TikTok now, as far as I know, it's going to come out and be proper loud here, as it usually is with a chicken stuck in it.
Yeah, I see that one still.
TikTok's really weird, bro. Like, I've got 684,000 followers, 3.4 million likes. Like, my vids are doing well on here, 4.1 million.
How many followers you got?
6.9. Yeah.
Wow. And when did you start TikTok?
2 months ago.
Wow.
But it's only because of the Crazy Scotsman.
Okay.
Crazy Scotsman done a madness on there and whatever. So
yeah.
TikTok, great. And it's done great for the YouTube. Amazing, because the kids have gone over to the YouTube and subscribed, which is great. But too many applications, man.
Yeah.
I'm on, like, when I
check... When a new one comes out, do you feel like you got to keep up with it?
No. Not anymore. I'm sticking with Insta, TikTok, and Facebook.
You don't use Twitter?
YouTube. No, I don't really know how to use it, bruv.
Yeah.
And it causes too much beef. I've seen people fighting on it. I've seen all the...
I post
like the odd football charity match that I'm going to take part in, or if there's like something that I've been asked to do, or if there's women's football and there's a campaign, I'm happy to jump on and do that. But to have an opinion on Twitter, I'm scared, bruv. I'm really scared. Like, I've seen man say something about, I don't know, for example, Boris Johnson. And it just went off on one.
And once
it gets you got to be careful on Twitter, innit?
Yeah. What I like though with Twitter is I feel like the memes and it all starts. But you know, like the memes, or if there's like, I feel like it all starts, I see everything first on Twitter.
Okay.
And it's mad. I think how the hierarchy of like, I see everything first on Twitter. Well, I say that I think my friend was telling me that Reddit is where they normally start.
Yeah, Reddit. I was put on Reddit once. I didn't know what it was, but it's big, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't really, like, to be fair, I've searched it. Do you know what? I'll be honest. When it comes to technical things, like it's something you need to do with this or the Mac or whatnot, then it comes to like, I've seen posts where it's like, no, man, dude, you got to do this. Yeah. And then you got to reset and put the 5.9 chip. I was like, oh, yeah. Oh, big up this guy, bro. We got Anonymous 215. So, I've used it for that. But then there's this thing someone was telling me about. I could be wrong on it, but it's called like a Reddit hole or something like that. So you'll click one thing, then you'll go into something else and something else and something else.
Right.
Yeah. Is that what it's called? A rabbit hole. Man called it a Reddit hole.
A rabbit
hole.
Don't worry
about that, cuz.
Same thing though, innit? Same thing, but what? And then
that's what they should call it though, a Reddit hole. Because it sounds like a rabbit hole.
Yeah, exactly.
No? Okay.
Is Reddit a rabbit symbol?
No, because YouTube is the same. Watch one video and then before you know it, you're learning about, like, do you know what I mean?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Oh, so it's like if I'm trying to learn about a drone, it will give me a million other vids about another.
Yeah, before you know it, like
I'm watching electric skateboards. Yeah.
That's mad though. When I'm on YouTube, bruh. Yeah. Are you on YouTube?
I'm on it.
Well, not like on YouTube, but do you watch stuff on YouTube?
Only stuff that I need to watch. So, for example, like I just bought a drone. Yeah. I'll go on there because I know these dons are like, hey, what's going on, dude? I've just bought the new Mavic Pro 2 and I'm about to show you exactly how this motherfucker works. So we got here is a gimbal and some battery. Yeah. So I always skip forward just to make sure like I know what I've got in the case. So I watch stuff that's going to teach me. So stuff about true, things still. That I've bought. Reviews on cars. So like if I'm buying a new car, I'll go and check out the new car. Other than
reviews are wicked though. Yeah, this is what I think.
Proper.
In terms of social media, as much as it's bad, when you think of like reviews for stuff.
Of course, bro.
Like I will sometimes go on YouTube to see the reviews about it first.
100. Like if you're buying something on Amazon or something.
Yeah, 100%. I'll check out a review first. Like I mean more so like I'll type that to see if someone else has bought it on YouTube and how to review it and stuff. Because I think that's
more in depth.
Yeah, it's so weird. Because I'll be honest, I couldn't tie a tie innit. Because I went to a secondary school, we didn't have any uniforms. Yeah. So when I had my first job, I had to tie a tie. So bearing in mind, like, I was like, bro, I got to tie this tie and I got to leave in 10 minutes. I was like, YouTube
or Google. Yeah. YouTube. Google.
Hey there, my name's Jeff. I'm going to teach you how to tie a tie. So you got to go like this. Put it like, I'm stopping it.
Yeah,
I'm
going back.
Yeah. So I think this is, and the beautiful thing I think with YouTube is, I read something recently on Twitter of a lady who, I think she was working in a job and she left her job. Cut a long story short, she kind of left her job. Then she learned a new craft on YouTube. And now she makes more than she was working in her previous. I think she's working at Walmart or something of like course. This. I could be wrong. But I think that is the beautiful thing of what you can do on like social media 100%. Is you can learn new crafts, essentially. You know what I mean? Not like new crafts. You can't. You know
look at the kids of today.
You can't be a doctor. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Basically, welcome to doctor. Huh? Imagine that, isn't it? So what you have to do is just cut the incision from the center to the sternum. Nothing like that. But as far as building and making stuff, bruv. Like you can go. Once he goes, he goes. Once mom goes, he goes. It's true. Once you learn, like if someone says to you how to, like even trainer review guys, you know.
No. I'll bang those out still.
Yeah, once one trainer review man's out, why can't someone else do a trainer review?
Yeah.
He's going to learn his technique. Yeah, why can't someone else do, like,
Do you know, I think what I love is when, you know, sometimes with social media, if there's something you're into, there's something else, someone else that's like, for example, if you're into like, I don't know, you're into Land Rovers, there'll be a page like on YouTube or maybe Twitter or Instagram that you can now dedicate your hobby to or something. You know what I mean?
100%. Or learn a craft. There's loads of that. Like, you know I'm fascinated by like old school lowrider American whips and that.
Oh yeah.
So I like all that hydraulic shit in the suit. I like all that shit, So now I'm fascinated. So all my Insta pages, bro, I just follow loads. And I know about what goes into the engine.
How the
hydraulics work. Like all that Jesus Laterio, homie. You know, them spat like them Hispanic guys. You know, watching all that shit. And they pimp the cars out.
Yeah.
So it's cool in that sense. And I love it because, like you said, bro, you can learn so much. Like I even started learning origami. Just out of banter, I thought, I don't need to go to lessons. Just go on YouTube and you can start folding paper. I made a swan like out of fucking prison break. Left it in the drain and see if anyone picks it up. You know what I mean? Michael Schofield is here. But like just shit like that. Like, bro, the internet can be the most amazing thing in the world if you use it the right way. But it can also be the worst thing. So,
yeah, of course.
You know, people know it. I'm sure people do understand it. Like I used it to the right way I should have used it. You done the same thing. We could have gone different ways. Lots of people can through the internet, but if you're smart and you know what you want from life, boy, you can definitely become something off the internet. Like there's so much to learn, and if you're willing to learn as well, you could sit indoors for a whole day and just watch YouTube.
Oh yeah. That's what I normally do. When I'm not doing nothing, because I'm into, like I say I'm into one thing I like watching is, you ever seen glass blowing?
I'm fascinated by when they go. But when they shape it and then they get these little, when they get the pliers and then they make the little divots and then it becomes a horse. I'm like, how the fuck is this man just made a horse out of the glass? And it looks beautiful. And then they add bits onto it and it's like,
I want to buy it.
Okay.
No, there's times where I'm watching it. I was just sitting there just like, bro, this is Beth. And sometimes they'll make stuff and you think, I wonder what it's going to be. What's he making? Sometimes it makes me feel like, even though it's like, boo, man. It's a bowl, innit? Boo. You're sitting there like, is this a vase? Even though the craftsmanship has gone into it, but then it's like what you're saying, when you see certain things and stuff. But yeah, just before we wrap up, where can we find you and stuff like that?
Everywhere, man. Like, yeah. Unfortunately, everywhere. But I've got the same handle on Instagram as I do on TikTok, as I do on Facebook.
And what is Hack short for?
Hakan.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm Turkish Cypriot, for anyone that didn't know. A lot of people are like, yeah, he's that funny little Pakistani, mate. He's a proper funny lad, that little Pakistani guy. So I'm Turkish. My name's Hakan. Hakan Hasan.
Yeah.
But I guess, you know what? People for years have been, you know as well, man like.
Yeah, you say it. Yeah.
And boys,
because you just change it more to Hacks now, innit?
I want it to be more Hacks now. I mean, you're Mo Gilligan, like.
That is you.
That's who you are. You're Mo Gilligan, and Man Like Hacks is great, and I love it. Like, cool, you know. Like, people shout out, "Man Like Hacks, yeah!" I'm like, "Oh, yeah, it is," but it's still Hakan.
Yeah.
Hakan Hasan, but I am trying to go down the roots of just Hacks, you know.
Like, I want to.
I'm Hakan, innit? Like, I'm not Man Like. I'm Hacks. So.
Yeah.
But my handles are Man Like Hacks.
Yeah.
And on most of them, I think, to be honest, the only one that I can't change it on is Snapchat. But again, I'm not on it anymore. So.
And what you got coming up?
Well,
it'll be out by then.
Oh, okay. Yeah. mate, again, like, I don't even know how to. It hasn't kicked in because it's tomorrow, which is going to be the first official day.
But if you're watching now, it came out last night.
Yeah. Bro, like, fucking hell, the big nasty show,
yeah,
like, with you and Nas, like, for me, big elevation, big up to you, because I know,
do you know,
somewhere down the line, you would have had to have said a little something.
Do you know what it is? It's like, I think having you on the show, what I always like is, it's like, I said to someone recently, it's like, when you go to these things, like, you know, you might go BAFTAs, or you might go to these really cool award shows, or... But then there's none of the mandem are there.
I know.
And I don't think people know what that feels like, because I don't know people in TV. That's not my world, innit? Like, I've met some people through doing shows and stuff, but, you know, you go to these things and there's like an after party and you're like, you know, you just like, I don't know no one there, so I'm not going to go. But then when you go to these things, like recently, when I went to BAFTAs, do you know Tosin Cole? He's in Doctor Who.
Yes.
So Tosin Cole.
Little bit of an afro.
Yeah.
I think he was there actually.
Tosin Cole was there at the BAFTAs with Samson Keo and then Tommy Mucci. Yeah, so, you know, sometimes you go to these things and as soon as you see
Mandem,
you're like, hey, what you say? Nah, you looking sick though. Look at your shoes. Lamy, I'm trying. I'm trying to be like, shut up, bro. Look at this guy.
Yeah, you know.
And it's like, you know, man, hey, big man, where's your blazer from? What, this one? Nah, that's still. And it's funny because when you're doing this, you'll be with, like, you know, it could be like PR or something. Yeah. And PR, they're just like, I don't know.
What's going on? Yeah, this is what's happening here. Samson, are they fighting? Surely it's a fight. But I get what you're saying. You want to...
So, even like... Have more that, of that's the what mandem. I mean. Like, having you on the show, it's amazing for us. Because we had one of the writing days, like, when Thursday. And then we was talking... That's what I was saying. I was saying, like, but you've got to let... Just let Hacks do him, innit? Like, let him do his thing.
Yeah.
If he goes out in the audience and he does it, that's him, innit? If he wants to mess around is... Because I think that's what I kind of learned from doing TV, is to, like, be myself. And the minute I tried to be... Okay, I'm going to do the presenter thing and like,
it was good that you kept as Mo on the sofa, but then
it's like, I remember someone on the team said, like, Mo, like, I know they're telling you to do it, but do that. Go out in the audience if you want to, and take that if you want to do something with
that's,
this person.
You know what I'm like as well.
I think that's the beauty of what you can do with your one. You know, you're amazing with accents and stuff, but it's like, people from our background don't get these opportunities enough. So when they do, it's like, utilize it as much as you can, innit? Do you know what I mean? So when you're on, because the thing is, you got to remember, it's a long record as well.
No, it's a whole.
You know what I mean? It's a long record in itself.
I'm gonna have a lot of fun, but
of course
you did. You when I came before,
bruv,
you had
absolutely vibes in, bruv.
I know. I remember, bro, and that's what I fell in love with, that energy. I thought, this is perfect.
Yeah.
It didn't feel like a show. It felt like just everyone's come round to your living room and Nasty's yard and everyone's just there watching.
Yeah.
It didn't feel like a show, like it was just vibes. That's why it's done so well. And again, like, I'm super grateful that I'm on it. And just other stuff, I guess there's some movies coming out. I mean, fuck's sake.
Yeah.
They've been coming out for years, bro. They have been coming out for years.
Yeah.
So when they come out, they come out. But I mean, I'm ultimately focusing on the Nasty show and being there with you two because, yeah, I think it's just going to be brilliant, man.
Yeah.
I'm super gassed, bro. I mean, I'm alongside two of the biggest in the game right now. And not just that, it's a show where you can actually be who you want to be. Like, it's a show for the people, isn't it, really?
Yeah, of course.
I'm gassed, man. I'm gassed. Like, I've got my own dressing room, apparently. I don't know if that's true. But
hey!
First time I came into yours to see you, I think. And I think it was Nasty's. And then I went into the audience. Second time I came...
Because you've done a sketch.
Me and Steve-O had one sharing.
Yeah, because you was Loose on the Mandem. Sketch we done. Good...
Loose
good...
Mandem.
Oh, yeah, that's the one. Yeah. Well, I'm thinking...
Viagra, I don't need them.
Yeah. Okay. And now, apparently
I've got my own dressing room. I don't know if... I haven't seen it yet, but it's probably like... You know, the little toilet room. Like a single door. But I'm gassed, man. I'm gassed. I mean, listen, big up for you taking me on, putting me onto the podcast.
No, it's cool, man. Bro, thanks for coming on, man. The thing is, again, it was like last minute and stuff. Do you know what I mean? So... I always got to give thanks to people that come on the pod and stuff. Guys, make sure you follow Hacks on the socials. Again, thanks for doing this, bruv. I really, really appreciate it.
Big up to my family.
Get it in there, bruv.
Show love. And
Man, as I said, man, guys, if you enjoyed it, don't forget to like, subscribe, comment below. What you guys think about social media? You know, all that good stuff. Yeah. Don't forget to use the hashtag no money, mo problems. Or we got another hashtag, which is hashtag NMMP. That's it. Yeah.
NMMP.
NMMP.
Oh, okay, I get it.
Yeah. If you don't want to use all the letters, hashtag NMMP. Yeah. Take care. Peace. And respect your mum.
And, yeah.